It's time for the Coach's Corner Show with your host, winner of six Section 5 titles, Coach Wayne Carroll. Now, here's Joel Orien and Coach Wayne Carroll.
The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing, offering complete hearing evaluations, hearing loss rehabilitation, education, and counseling. Dr. Susan Narby, caring, professional, and trusted. Experience the best in hearing health care, located on Route 54 in Bath. Let's bring in the head coach of the Bath Haverling Rams for the last 25 years. He's been doing it for the last 30 overall. He has 174 career victories. It's head coach Wayne Carroll. Thanks so much, Coach, for pulling up a stool here this afternoon.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Let's talk about the game last week on homecoming. The Bulldogs came to town and took a bite out of you, 42-6. I'm sure you and the coaching staff looked at the film. Your thoughts on last week's game against Livonia?
Well, you know, when we looked at it, you know, after on, Saturday afternoon, it really didn't look that bad to us. You know, it was... You know, we saw the enemy, and it was us. We had a lot of penalties. We had the ball probably four or five times in the red zone, and we just couldn't come up with any points, couple picks, three fumbles. It didn't look that bad on tape. When we watched it after, it was just little things that, you know, kept us out of the end zone. It was, you know, if we would have been on, I think it would have been a lot closer game.
Let's talk about the black shirt defense, a couple moral victories. You held Livonia to 42 points. That's their lowest output all year long. They were averaging over 52 points going into the contest. You shut down their traditional running game, Matt Hyde and James Hapke, who had over 20 touchdowns combined on the ground going into the game. You really shut them down. It was the quarterback that killed you with his legs and arms, and a lot of his runs were improvised and scrambling because he was under pressure. He broke a lot of hand and arm tackles to either run for one of his four touchdowns or scamper for a long gain. He had 9 carries, 144 yards, and 4 rushing touchdowns. Through the air, he was 12 for 22, 280, and 2 touchdowns. His favorite target, Reed Van Scooter, 5 catches, 163 yards, and a touchdown. It looked like they were trying to emulate what Leroy and Hornell tried to do against the black shirt defense, put pressure on the secondary, throw the football, and attack down the field on your defense, Coach.
Right. Our secondary has been kind of, you know, soft all season, you know, and I don't think it's a big secret out there. We've had some trouble covering people. You know, it's a lot of inexperience back there. And, you know, we graduated a couple All-State defensive backs back there, and they really, you know, made us a lot tougher. But, you know, we're getting better. And, you know, if there's a time to get better, it's now. It takes 3 games to win the sectional. So if we could string 4 victories together, I think we're going to be living on top of the world.
Offensively, on Saturday, you were the first team to score in the first half against the Bulldogs this year. You scored against their first-string defense and the stingiest defense in all of Section 5. You ran the ball 29 times for 211 yards. That's good for 7.8 yards per carry and a touchdown. The passing game was kind of non-existent. You had those turnovers. 4 turnovers are going to kill you offensively. I thought you guys moved the ball well. Maybe didn't punch it in as many times as I thought you would. Your thoughts on your offense last Saturday?
Right. You know, we thought we'd be able to move the ball, and, you know, we were right. And, you know, after watching the film, I mean, we looked at each other in the coaches' room, and they're like, guys, we didn't really play that bad. You know, we did have some bad mistakes with the penalties, and that can go either way. You know, I thought they got away with a couple and, you know, in key situations, but, you know, we made some major errors, fumbling the ball and stuff, and, you know, the ball just didn't bounce our way. They fumbled a couple times and got it back. We fumbled a couple times and turned it over in key spots, and I mean, it just kind of took the wind out of our sails for our kids, you know, driving all the way down there inside the 20, and all of a sudden, no points. It was, like, very demoralizing for our offense.
Last week in the Coach's Corner Show, you told me this would be a great litmus test going forward for your team to see if you were going to be ready and good enough to maybe repeat as Section 5 Class C champs. Win or lose, you felt you were going to know more about your football team after that game. What were the takeaways you and your coaching staff had after last week's loss against Livonia?
You know, I just, at the end of the game, I just told our team that, you know, we're going to be battle-tested going into sectionals. There's 3 teams above us that are all undefeated, and they're not playing the people we're playing. You know, we're playing a very tough Livingston County schedule, and just happens to be a lot of people are up this year. You know, so we're going to be battle tested. We've seen a line that we're probably not going to see again. And so far, we have not lost to a C team. You know, we lost to two B teams. That's a good sign for our football team.
It's the Coach's Corner Show with head coach Wayne Carroll, brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing and Dr. Susan Narby, located on Route 54 in Bath. What was your message this week to your team that you hope got across and they heard you loud and clear about your opponent here today, the 1-5 Wellsville Lions?
Well, I just told them that, you know, they have more passing yards than we do. They're a younger team than we are. And what we're really playing for today is, you know, we're playing for a home sectional game. You know, we win today, we're going to lock up that fourth seed and get a home sectional game. You know, and we've had some years where, you know, we've been that fifth seed or sixth seed and you're on the road someplace and all of a sudden, you know, you get there and I don't know any of those refs and all of a sudden we're coming home collecting our equipment. So I want to be home. I want to be here again next Saturday. You know, that's what we're playing for. If Wellsville was playing in Division 2 or 3, they might have 4 or 5 victories. So I just told my team, we better win, you know, today, because they have 16 sophomores and I think 12 juniors. So get your licks in when you can, because this team right here, Wellsville, they're not going to be down for long. And someday they're going to be up. So we better get our victories when we can. And, you know, that's today. We're a little bit older team. I expect us to come out and handle these guys, but you never know when that ball bounces the wrong way.
If this team's going to repeat as Class C champs, what do you need to see from them today? How do you want to see them respond from last week's game?
Well, we need our offense to finish drives. You know, we start drives great, but you got to finish a drive in high school football. You know, I don't care if you go 40 yards, 60 yards, or 80 yards, you still got to finish the drive. And when you finish the drive, that means points. And I'd like to see our offense finish 4 or 5 good drives today. On the defensive side, I'd like to get a pass rush. You know, and that's been one of our Achilles heel all season. You know, we have new defensive ends and a new linebacker, so we want to get a pass rush. We want to get some pressure on a sophomore quarterback. Now, this sophomore quarterback has some good targets and some good receivers. It has over 600 yards passing. So we have got to be better in the secondary, and we have got to accept the challenge. And if we're going to move forward as a football team and play in the playoffs, our secondary has to come to play today.
Last week it was homecoming. It was emotional. Maybe it was too emotional, as you had your concerns about in the Coach's Corner last week. It's Senior Saturday here. You've got some seniors that have been with you for several years and have played key roles in the success of this program in 14, 15, and now 16. Your thoughts on Senior Day, the emotions, the atmosphere, and everything that goes into a day like today?
Well, you know, it's going to be emotional. You know, I don't care what year it is. When you are a senior, you know that time together and time is coming to a close in your senior year. And it's just something about the emotions in a football game and seeing your parents and walking out from that field. And, you know, you got a flower and it's emotional, you know, and it's emotional for me because, you know, you really get attached to these seniors. So it's going to be a rough day for me today and I'm going to try to fight it. You can let your emotions really run wild with you because you know that, you know, we've been a long time. You've been through a lot of battles together, and we're going to graduate a great bunch of seniors today.
Coach, with a win here today over Wellsville, you will guarantee your seniors one more game in front of the home crowd and give this old grass gridiron surface one more game before she's retired and the turf debuts next year. You're 43-21 on this surface going back to 2002. We'll chat with you next week for the first round of sectionals. Thanks so much for your time, Coach.
All right, thank you for having me.
That is head coach Wayne Carroll in the Coach's Corner, being brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing and Dr. Susan Narby. Caring, professional, and trusted. For the best in hearing healthcare, it's Southern Tier Hearing and Dr. Susan Narby. I'm Route 54 in Bath. We'll be back with more of the Countdown to Kickoff pregame show. It's Rams Radio 98.3 WVIN.